This is from Srila Rupa Goswami's Sri Radhashtaka, 8 prayers glorifying Sri Radha Thakurani. I worship a Sri Radhika, who, with the splendid beauty of her restless eyes, plays as a Kanjana bird, turning to every direction. She is the mully flower that attracts the bumblebee of the Prince of Raja's heart. So who is the Prince of Raja? Sri Krishna. And she is deeply filled with all transcendental virtues. Number 2. I worship Sri Radhika, who spreads throughout the world the fame of the dynasty of her father. Who's her father? King Vrishabhanu. And she is accompanied by her friends, and she plays in her own fragrant lake with the Prince of Raja. So who knows what that fragrant lake is? Radha Kund. And Radha Kund is considered to be the most sacred place in the whole universe. Number 3. I worship Sri Radhika, whose smiling face expertly eclipses the glory of the autumn moon. She is flooded with waves of beauty, and she is aroused by the dancing sidelong glances of Lord Krishna. And she has become the dancing arena of spiritual calm. What is calm? What is calm? Lust, but spiritual calm. Number 4. I worship Sri Radhika, whose braided hair, decorated with many kinds of blossoming flowers. And notice how Poonam and Guru have decorated the altar today. Look at that. Perfect, just like in any standard ISKCON temple. Very nice they have done. Her braided hair, decorated with many kinds of blossoming flowers, has violently attacked and broken the fame of the tails of the jubilantly dancing peacocks. And her splendid white cheeks is marked with a spot of red betel nut from Lord Krishna's Bimba fruit mouth. Next one. I worship, what's her name? Sri Radhika, come on. Whose heart is sprinkled with pure love for Lalita, and who is famous for performing all kinds of friendly activities for Vishakha's sake. So these two gopis are her constant companions, Lalita and Vishakha. In the ISKCON Vrindavan temple, on the third altar, is Radha Shyamasunda, and they have Lalita and Vishakha. She is a treasure chest of the priceless rubies of pure love for Lord Krishna, and she is very sweet and playful. Next, I worship Sri Radhika, everybody, who is the crowned queen of the incomparably glorious kingdom of Vrindavan. She is the presiding deity of the month of Kartik. What month is this month? Purushottam. This Purushottam month is more auspicious than Kartik. Kartik is the most auspicious month, but this month, which started yesterday, is even more auspicious. So, any kind of spiritual practice you do in this month, millions of times more benefit. So it's very good that you came today, because your spiritual bank account is getting a big dividend. unlike your regular bank accounts. She is the first of Lord Mukunda's countless beloveds, and her fame removes the sins of this world. Let's go on to the next one. I worship who considers the tip of Lord Krishna's toenail millions of times more dear than her own life. She is the art teacher of many happy, beautiful-eyed gopis, and her fame is very great. Next one. I worship whose fair complexion is crushed kumkum in a golden pestle. She is an adolescent girl, flooded with waves of sweetness. She is embraced by the arm of Lord Hari, and her bodily hairs stand erect in ecstasy, and she is dressed in splendid red silk garments. And it's funny. Somebody had the bright idea to dress Radha and Krishna in Western jeans. How silly. She's not going to wear jeans. Radha wears, notice, red. And also she wears black sari, right? Last one. Lord Krishna, the auspicious moon shining on the Yamuna shore, becomes pleased and fulfills all the desires of a person who reads these eight beautiful verses, which are a reservoir of Sri Radhika's splendid and pure sweetness. So this was your second Ashirvad for tonight. Right? All the desires for those who read, and I'm sure those who hear. So you got your second bed. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna.